Steve. Thank you very much. It's Bill Luff. It's Andrea Darlis. Andrea's sitting in for Wendy. Wendy's taking some time off. She'll be back soon. Jeff Kroll joins us right now. Jeff is an attorney for Salvi, Shostak, and Pritchard, PC. He came on this time last year also, didn't you? We talked about the difference in rules of the road and laws driving, and we wanted to discuss that again this year. How
kind
are
of
you?
Like a locust. You know, we come back every
Right. But you don't make that annoying noise. You did last year, but we asked you not to.
Security came pretty quickly.
They were very serious about that, weren't they? Yeah, I remember. So how does it stand this year? Have there been as many changes in the rules of the road or not as many?
There are fewer changes. And really, to be candid with you, fewer that are going to impact drivers per se, but I think they're going to be life-saving in many respects.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah. Well,
can we go back to something last year? Because I remember we discussed this. They didn't really change, but they were gonna spend more time on people that were texting while driving.
I could speak for an hour on that subject. That drives
it's
me crazy. They're not addressing it at all. For
example, I know.
If you're driving in the city of Chicago and you're 11 miles over speed limit, it's a $100 fine.
Yeah.
If you're texting, it's a $75 fine. Just to give you an idea, I've got a son that's 16. Teenagers are four times more likely to be texting while driving. These recalcitrant teenagers that think they know everything.
Yeah.
The typical person looks down at their phone for 4.6 seconds. If you're doing 55 miles an hour,
yeah,
you're traveling over the length of a football field in just that 4.6 seconds. And
all right.
It's sad.
There's several things I need to ask you about that. Number one is they keep making laws saying you can't do it, but they're not enforcing the laws. Why aren't they enforcing the laws? It is a matter of life and death. You should not be texting while driving.
There's no bite to these laws. You know, what's stopping people from doing it? If you know, like, for example, a DUI, you get a DUI, you know I can go to prison.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hefty fine. Everybody's texting now.
But you can prove a DUI with the breathalyzer. Can you prove, is it that police aren't pulling people over because you can't? I mean, if I pull you over and say, were you texting? No. I mean, you'd have to go back and get the phone records, right?
I spoke with a police officer who said we'd be pulling people over all day, every day.
That's fine. Right. Do it.
Yeah, I agree. If it saves one life,
right,
it's worth it.
It's worth it.
So this year, I was hoping to see more stringent laws involving drinking while texting. That's another law that
you should not drink and text for so many reasons.
Texting malpractice right there. But there's nothing really. There's one new law that I find interesting, but it's kind of ridiculous in a sense. There's a new law, and it's because of a young man named Brendan Burke who was killed in Hoffman Estates. He was 21 years old, Southsider, went to Queen of Martyrs, Mount Carmel High School. He was in a car, and someone test driving a motor vehicle got in an accident because they had, you know, the signs, for sale signs,
yes,
et cetera.
Yes.
It was blocking his vision. So now a dealer cannot put a for sale sign or, you know, all the, you know, where they put the miles.
The stickers.
Yeah.
They can only go on the back windows. They can't go on the driver's side window or the passenger side window, nor the front window. So that's a nice move.
Yeah.
But why not do that for every car?
Right.
Why not do that for every vehicle? Why just dealerships when you're test driving?
So many cars, too, now, if you notice, the newer cars, if you're trying to put in an address or anything, or even Waze, if you try and activate Waze while you're driving, it'll say either no or uh-oh, you have to say I'm the passenger.
It'll ask you. My phone does a thing. Are you currently driving? And you have to check yes or no.
Yeah. Most people probably put passenger, I'm the passenger.
Yeah, everybody says passenger.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, I was in a minor, just a little collision near my house. A lady came and hit me. And I was sure by what I saw during the accident that she was either talking on her cell phone or she was texting. So when the police officer arrived, I said, could you please confiscate the phone and check it? Because I'm positive that lady was texting. He goes, I can't do that. I said, but this is the difference in the accident, is whether or not she was texting. He goes, it's an invasion of her privacy. I can't do it.
That's someone that's lazy. And that's someone, because if it, thank goodness you're okay.
Yeah.
If this was a significant,
it was a minor accident,
he would have got the phone. It happens all the time.
So really?
It's just a minor, when it goes back to pulling people over for texting, they'd be doing that all day. They're not going to make a federal investigation out of this car accident when it's a minor accident.
But you see it as often as I do, right? There's not a day that goes by. If I'm driving 2 miles, I'll see a half a dozen people just texting
easily
while driving.
Yeah.
And
on,
not just in intersections.
Or on the phone, too.
But I see women putting makeup on or mascara.
Oh, that's different.
And men,
that's
too.
Fine. Yeah. You know, that's fine. Yeah. That's different.
The guys from Kiss.
Yeah. So people shaving. I've seen people shaving.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's not dangerous.
People barbecuing while they're driving. driving. Yes, you shouldn't do
hibachi
that.
Hibachi grill.
Right. That's excessive.
Smoke coming out.
Yeah.
But it's this texting. You know, I've got a 16-year-old boy that's driving now. And
yeah.
I'm deathly afraid of that because these kids think they're infallible
right.
at this age. They think this it won't happen to me. And that's why that's the problem with this texting. It won't happen to me. I'm a good texter.
Everyone
and
believes
driver.
That.
I'm a good texter. And
you know
driver.
What's interesting though? My daughters tell me now they're a little bit older now, but when they were learning to drive, they said it's not my friends who keep texting and driving; it's their parents. Whenever we're in a car and the mom is driving or the dad is driving, they're the ones because they didn't grow up with the culture of texting.
Right.
We know it's not a good idea, but it's so new to parents that they're the ones who are doing it. Is that possible?
Well, you know, I think anything's
possible.
Of course, that's a great excuse for your kids, kind of
right.
thing. But
right.
you know, my son, I can tell you how fast he's traveling in a vehicle because we've got apps, certain kinds of apps like on our phone.
That record it?
We know what time he comes in the house, what time he leaves, where he's at all times.
Wow.
And, you know, so we're
and
not...
And he knows you have this?
To an extent.
Oh.
You know, we, oh. you know...
There's going to have to be... Because I do sympathize with that. Honestly, police would be pulling... I'd rather have them patrolling my neighborhoods for carjackers. I mean, I live mm-hmm. in the city as opposed mm-hmm. to pulling everybody over for texting. And I know that's wrong. But there should almost be some sort of software for 2018 that they could put on your phone that nobody can text in the car.
Yeah.
Either
I'd be fine with that.
While the car's moving. While the car's moving.
I agree with that. That, you know, maybe that's the next great app.
Has anyone come out with figures, insurance companies, saying, here's what it looked like before we had texting, and here's what it looks like now, just to say, here's how serious it's become?
Well, there's stats out from the federal government. For example, distracted driving, you know, texting is believed to contribute to more than 50% of all teen accidents.
Wow.
More
that.
Than 50%.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, the other day I saw, you know, we've got this little dog that almost ran across, our little dog that almost ran across the street and got hit, and my wife would have been very upset. But
sure.
I don't know if I would have lost sleep because it's barking and I got to take
oh,
it out
no.
every day. But there was a kid driving in a car, a big SUV,
yeah.
literally looking down at her phone,
right.
texting and driving,
yeah.
oblivious
gotta
to her
stop.
Surroundings.
It's got to stop.
Yeah. And the problem is, what's going to stop it? If it's a $75 fine, I don't know if that's really
right.
a big deterrent
it
to
isn't.
These kids.
It isn't.
And, you know, a second offense is $100.
But it should be more like the driving while intoxicated laws where you could literally lose your license just for doing this.
Right.
There's
that's
the,
what
the
it
three
should
biggest,
come to.
There was last year, or 2016, 40,000 deaths from driving. And the three biggest causes were distracted driving, drinking, and speeding. And I'm willing
in that
to,
order?
Not in that order.
Not in that order?
DUIs were the number one, then speeding, and then yeah. distracted driving. But we don't really know how many people were involved in the accidents were texting. Or,
oh,
or,
yeah.
Right.
People aren't going to, first thing, a police officer pulls you over, you're not going to say, listen, I didn't see him, I was texting.
Right.
No one's going to say
that.
But
you remember the study a couple of years ago where they said it's just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, to be behind somebody who's texting while driving than a drunk driver.
It's
how serious is that?
That's ridiculous. Yeah. I almost got hit coming downtown the other day by someone that drifted over on the, you know,
oh, yeah.
on the Eisenhower that was texting.
Yeah.
And, you know, I beeped, you know, said a couple things.
Yeah.
Can't repeat on radio.
Some right. of them impolite.
Yeah. yeah.
Please don't be texting, sir.
Jerk.
Yeah. yeah.
But it's ridiculous
it's
right now.
It's gotten out of hand.
I saw a police officer texting. While driving.
Yeah, I've seen that myself.
And that's...
More than once.
Not, that's why they're not pulling people over. They're too busy.
Texting each other. Yeah, it's frightening.
The laws do have to be stricter, though.
I think so.
Yeah, as far as the fines.
Don't you think so?
Fines should be higher.
Jeff Kroll is here, an attorney telling you about the rules of the road changes for last year into this year, or this year into next year, I guess would be more accurate. We'll pick this up in just a little bit. If you'd like to jump in, we'd love to have you. Don't text it, though.
No.
Call it in at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Andrea in for Wendy on WGN. Thanks, Andrea. It's Bill Leff. It's Andrea Darlis. Andrea's sitting in for Wendy. Jeff Kroll is here. He comes by about once a year, like you said, Jeff, so similar to the locusts, a little more often than the locusts.
Like Santa Claus.
Yeah, like Santa.
Oh, yeah.
When I see you, I say, well, Santa's coming next, I bet. Jeff is here to make you aware of some driving laws that have changed from 2017 into the new year 2018. You've already told us about the signage law, and go over that really quickly again. Is this just strictly for car dealers or for others?
It's strictly for car dealers, and I just don't understand why the legislature didn't take the next step and made it all vehicles.
It should have been all vehicles.
I think it's all vehicles. I saw a vehicle today that literally had signs everywhere advertising that he's he does repair work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just all over his windows.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand why not. What's the downside?
You need to be able to have full vision through every window. That doesn't seem like
no,
a good thing.
It's a bad thing. So I don't understand. They took a step in the right direction mm-hmm. with the car dealerships, but I don't understand why you don't extend that to everything.
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't get it. All right, give us a couple more.
One more that I find fascinating, because I have a 16-year-old, is every year there are 300 people in Illinois that die awaiting an organ.
Yeah.
Donor. Illinois now, it was the second state that we are kind of late in the game. 16 and 17-year-olds now can be organ donors if they so wish.
Very good.
And I think it's a great law.
Yeah.
Because now maybe some, you know, just think about it. These recalcitrant teenagers that don't want to help anyone can be saving a life someday down the road. And it's just amazing.
And
me.
It's just as simple as signing the back of your driver's license, right? There's a little slot on the back, little line, you sign your name. That's all it takes.
And I believe now if you're 16 or 17, you can go to a website for, you know, the Secretary of State and indicate you now would like to be an organ donor starting in 2018.
Oh, very, very nice.
So that's a great law, I think. One law that was a little controversial for some groups is typically when you get a police report, if you're in an accident, there's mm-hmm. a police report, it goes to a couple different agencies throughout the state, and that's mm-hmm. it. Now it could be subject to going to several different federal agencies, state agencies that otherwise would never have seen the police reports. Some people are arguing that, you know, that the breach is
invasion of privacy.
Exactly.
So what's the purpose of it going to more agencies?
There might be more studies done. Some different agencies may want to be doing a different study involving accidents. You know, maybe it's accidents at this intersection. Maybe it's accidents involving this vehicle. So I think it's a good thing that it's not a downside.
Yeah.
The other thing is Illinois buses used to, every 6 months, they were being inspected to make sure they're okay. Now it's every year. And at first I was like, why is that? Why are you moving it back a year, 6 months for the safety of these children?
Right.
But that conforms with the federal guidelines. So they're just kind of going lockstep with the federal guidelines.
Since you brought that up, this is a topic Wendy and I had several months ago, and it comes to seat belts on school buses. You would think that that's a natural. Who would want a seat belt more than a child on a school bus? But they don't seem to have them. Is there a reason that we know of that they don't?
I don't know. I don't see the downside to having seatbelts. Unless they're afraid of rollovers or something where the kids couldn't get out of it. I don't know.
Maybe.
But logistically, I don't get it.
But everywhere you go, they say seatbelts save lives. You got to buckle up. And then when you're on a school bus, there's no seatbelt to be found.
It's amazing. You know what's interesting? Because when we grew up, seatbelts weren't as big a deal.
Right.
And now, I mean, you get kids that sit in the car, first thing they're doing is they're putting their seatbelts on because they're just so...
And they tell you.
Yeah.
You forget, buckle up.
Yeah.
And so I think that whole seatbelt phenomenon since we grew up is really a great thing.
I've told this story before. When I was a kid, you know, there's always everybody knows about the front dashboard, but a lot of cars had a back dashboard. And when I was very little, that's where I would take a nap while my mom or dad was driving. I don't think you could do that today.
No, I don't
think
so.
Pretty sure you can't.
But you could put signage up there.
Right, yeah, right.
That's true.
And for some, our mom was the original seatbelt.
Yes.
Yes. Their arm.
Yes.
Even they didn't have their arm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Those were the
good
old
brace days. You with their arm.
Of course, my mom, she must have had the longest arms in the history of my family because she can just swat me from the front seat when I was sitting in the back seat.
So with a lot of these laws, and everyone we just mentioned today, this is a new law, 2017 into 2018. Some of them seem so obvious. Why do they take so long to enact these laws? What's going on there?
You think something takes a long time in the government?
I didn't mean to infer that. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of these just seem so basic. And sadly, like this young man that passed away from that car accident, it takes a death or something serious to invoke these laws. And I don't know what... They've got to do something with this texting while driving.
Right.
I love the idea of if mm-hmm. you're in a vehicle moving, you can't text or, you know, what have you. Of course, when I'm driving, my wife's texting the entire time as a passenger.
Right.
So
I'm okay with that. I mean, it makes it tough to have a conversation, but it doesn't endanger anybody. But yeah, while driving, never. There's never a time where it's okay.
I a show like yours is a great platform to get that message out, and I applaud you for doing that. But it's
thank you.
But it's something's got to get done on this.
But honestly, I've said this to my wife, and she goes, "You're crazy." if they appointed me a deputy, I would spend an hour every day just pulling people over for texting and driving. I would love nothing more than to get those texters off the road. It's just so dangerous. And I can see, I'm sure you're the same way. You can see somebody near you and you go, that person is either drunk or they're texting. There's no way in the world somebody could drive that badly.
You'd be like Barney Fife.
Yeah, you would be.
Yeah.
I'd be pulling people over left and right. I would. Are you okay to take a couple quick phone calls? All right, let me see how many of these we can get in. Hey, Jim, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
You're on the line. Go ahead. Thank you, sir. Jeff Kroll is here. Good. Did you have a question for him?
Yeah, I got a couple, a real quick one. I got a warning ticket stopped at a stoplight for being on a cell phone.
Wow.
You know, the officer said you can't be on a cell phone or texting even at a stoplight. That's one thing real quick. But a couple of the suburbs started, they're starting this month with swabbing drivers for DUI. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I think you have to have some probable cause to be able to do that. They just can't do it to every citizen that, I think you need
No, they're not doing every citizen. If they pull you over for a DUI and they're not quite sure that you don't want to blow the alcohol, they want to swab you for drugs. I think they said it was five different types of drugs, but they're also getting your DNA in that. What's going on there with that?
I have not heard about that. That's interesting.
You know what? Honestly, though, I think that's a fantastic idea for a multitude of reasons, not just for that, but what if somebody disappears, or this phrase that I hate, goes missing?
Yeah.
You know, and then they're looking for you, and they're trying to find maybe a child, God forbid, but they want to check your DNA. You know, I think for a multitude of reasons, that probably
is not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
But you're against it, right, Jim?
California.
They do it in California?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you. I appreciate the phone call.
Watch those stoplights.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
Take care. I didn't want to say it with him here, although I could have. I'm okay with that because what happens is if somebody's texting at a stoplight, what happens is when the light changes, they're still finishing up their text, and somebody's not going to make the light because that guy was texting.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. That's where you'd give the ticket.
That's where I would come in. First, I'd throw my uniform on, my auxiliary policeman's uniform.
Bill Fife.
Yes. Then I would. Right. That's when you'll see me. Jeff, thank you. It was always great to see you. If people want to reach you, the best way to do it is what?
Probably email jkroll, K-R-O-L-L, at selvylaw.com.
Perfect. That's Jeff Kroll. We'll take a quick break and then some news and then more show. Do we still have a pair of tickets to give away to see Carol Burnett?
Yes.
We do. Yeah, that's coming up before it's all over today. Stick around, Bill and Andrea, and for Wendy on WGN.